This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
As the keystone of the American arsenal of democracy, Pennsylvania factories work day and night producing war material, and Pittsburgh's men, women, and children earned a reputation for their can-do spirit that helped win World War II. In addition to ships, guns, and munitions, our region also played a role in creating one of the most iconic wartime figures, a no-nonsense worker named Rosie the Riveter. In 1943, local freelance artist J. Howard Miller developed a poster featuring a Westinghouse Electric woman war worker rolling up her sleeves to help the Allied effort as part of the We Can Do It campaign. At the same time, a song titled Rosie the Riveter spread across the country. All the day long, whether rain or shine,
she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory, Rosie.
The song and image led to widespread popularization of the iconic figure as millions of Rosie the Riveters throughout the country entered the workforce for the first time, including 30,000 women working at factories and mills in Pittsburgh. After the war, the powerful image and slogan were redeployed as a feminist icon. The unforgettable Pittsburgh poster showing a Westinghouse woman war worker flexing her muscle remains to this day a symbol of America's hardworking spirit and Pittsburgh's can-do attitude.